Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, March 3rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A sense of relief is being felt in Haiti, providing opportunities to witness. After a wrangle in Kazakhstan's courts, a ministry is saved. And Christian television in the Middle East goes 24/7. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Haiti tops today's news as Christian relief organizations are praying for calm after President Jean-Bertrand Aristide's resignation. Rebel leader Guy Philippe announced he will head Haiti's military, while Haiti's Supreme Court Chief Justice Boniface Alexandre is now the interim leader. We talked with World Vision's Kate Scannell from Haiti.
There was a lot of tension on the streets, and then the mood changed to be one of celebration and people feeling liberated. We're hoping that as the roads open up, we're going to be able to get medical supplies to health clinics that have been empty of supplies.
As they work to help 300,000 people physically, Scannell says they're able to share the gospel.
We're helping to respond to some of their very basic, urgent needs, like food, health care, and helping children go to school because of our faith in Jesus Christ. And we're able to share that in a very often in very practical ways.
Next, it seemed like children's ministry was at a standstill in Kazakhstan. Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel says several months ago, the head of their children's ministry was told he didn't have the right to conduct evangelistic activity outside the church. However, in this update, Remchesel shares the latest triumph.
He went before the court 2 times, and of course he did exactly what they told him to do. And then we got the good news regarding all the charges that had been brought before the court and all the rulings, that all those had been thrown out and that God had shown himself victorious.
Remchesel says the victory was encouraging, but the fight paved the way for future outreach.
This is a pretty significant battle when we talk about a grassroots type of movement to close down local children's ministry, because once you have a precedent established like this, it could really thwart what's happened there in the last couple of years.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A deadly cholera outbreak in Zambia forced the Minister of Health to declare Lusaka and Mpulongo infected areas last month. The disease spread quickly, and according to Grace Ministries International, their Lusaka Bible School campus was not immune. GMI's Sam Vinton.
We got word that they had this cholera epidemic, and there was even a matter of maybe closing down certain things. I think that one of the Bible school students' wives got very sick, and we have a team going out there from Seattle this coming week. There were questions about what to do about that.
While the epidemic slowed their work, it didn't dim evangelistic vision. The good news, Vinton says, is that quarantines appear to have been lifted in their ministry area.
We have a building we purchased right in the middle of town that we're converting into a bookstore, and this team that's going is going to be involved in doing that. We're thankful, at least as it stands right now, things are such that they will be going, and the people who have been ill, none of them have died.
Meanwhile, Christian television for the Middle East and North Africa is going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Until just recently, Sat7 had been broadcasting only 12 hours of programming. But now, due to some hard work and the addition of 5 hours of Arabic Christian music, they're able to broadcast 24/7. Christians in the region are praying for additional funding to help the outreach. They're also asking you to pray that many more people in this region of the world will be touched by the gospel. And a mission group is looking for Christian teachers to serve at SIM-related international schools around the world. They hope to find teachers who will be willing to spend a year or more teaching the children of missionaries and other international workers. 2 schools in Delhi, India, and Dhaka, Bangladesh, are currently seeking teachers for the 2004-2005 school year. SIM is committed to strengthening the church in these areas. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.